Baruch Hashem, once again, we're getting together. Lechavad, Shavuos, Chag, Matan Torosenu. We're not in the same room this year, but we are all connected. And sometimes the test if a person's really connected is if they feel connected when they're not physically together. And I think there's a beautiful thing that we all went through. We had the hardships of this story over the last 2 months, more than 2 months. We haven't physically separated, but we have been very much connected in every way. In our tefillahs, in our chizukim, in the shiurim, sharing thoughts and ideas with one another, each one in his own way. And that's betzem what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants the internal, the deeper side of us, the neshama, to be the prevalent part of our existence, the thing that is driving us, and not the external goof. In some ways, this is the best possible hachana for Kabbalah Satoru. Because that's what the Torah is all about. We know that we're all made up of two parts. We're made of our physical part, and we're made of our spiritual part. In many religions, and all the religions except for us, the two are not really compatible. If you want to be a very holy Christian, you're officially supposed to be a priest. It doesn't even get married. This is not like that. We know that every part of ourselves that was created for a purpose, and everything can be used for Avodas Hashem. Not only that, but everything is so compatible to one another. I may have told you this once, but it's a good story to always remind ourselves of. That it was once by a doctor, and he wasn't religious, and he started a conversation. And he said that, you know, the Jewish religion is a very smart religion. Why is it so smart? Because part of a religion is Shabbos. And Shabbos is such a smart idea. To work nonstop is not healthy. It's not good for our emotions, not even for our bodies, not for our family. The idea of having one day that you don't go to work and you can spend more time with your family, it's a very smart idea. That's what he told me. So I told him, I'll tell you why it's so smart. Because the same one that created the religion is the one who created us. And he created the two of us to be perfectly compatible. And that's why it is so. The more we involve ourselves in the Torah mitzvahs, the more we see that it's not just something that is pleasant for our neshama. It's pleasant for every part of ourselves. A person does a chesed, gets used to doing chesed, he feels good about it. He feels that he's not just a person who's dragged around by his nerve endings and his selfish desires. He's somebody exalted that could get past himself, think about others. A person who could dedicate himself, or part of his day at least, to learning Torah, also such a big pleasure I want to share with you. In the Kol, now Baruch Hashem is starting to open up, and we're starting to be able to get back into the Beis HaMedrash. But we're spending the last month learning at home. We weren't together. And it could have been like the worst period of learning with all distractions at home. And it was amazing. It was the most successful, in some ways, this man that we had this past month. Everybody's really learning with chavrusas over the phone. We'd get together every day and discuss everything. So we came up with such beautiful chidushim, shotim, clarity, more than ever before. And I'm sure it was a special matzona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you give us this whole situation that we're going through now? Hashem wants to make it uncomfortable? And we know that Hashem created the entire world only lehitiv, to do good to us. So it should be good for us in this world, good for us in the world to come. And Hashem gave the situation that we went through now. It was also only lehitiv. It wasn't pleasant in many ways. On the other hand, it was a situation, an opportunity that he gave us to recognize ourselves in a deeper fashion. Appreciate the values that we have, the things we put our life into, not just do them because we did them the day before. Nothing was done that we did the day before. To learn, we couldn't learn the way before. To daven, we couldn't daven the way we davened before. To interact with the family, everything was, every facet of our life was changed. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us. Please, said Hashem, I'm taking you out of the normal way of life for you to reassess things and make it even more pure, more better, more focused. That's what we've been going through this past Tkufa. And that's what it's all about. To recognize on our skin, in our hearts, how happy we are. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. So many of us, when we daven shul, we don't have time to say kavanas. Many of us have started saying kavanas at home, they have more time. When the kavanas is one of the things we say every day, those who say it is, Ashreinu matov chelkeinu, manoim goreleinu, mayofi yoshaseinu. How fortunate I am, how happy I have to be, that we have that chelik. What chelik do we have? We have the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, he gave to each one of us. When we decided to say Nasa Nishma so many years ago, in Har Sinai, we basically were saying, we're giving up everything we have for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving everything for you, because we're not even asking what you're going to ask for us. So we're taking a risk. Who knows what you're going to ask from us? We trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the native, and he's not going to give us something that's not good for us. And therefore, we basically said, Hashem, we're nothing, and you're everything. Whatever you tell us to do, we're going to do. And that made us the Kli Kibul for the Brocha of the Torah. That made us the Kli Kibul to be the Am Hashem. Shecholot mitoyrosoi, that's what it says. He gave a chelik of himself, Kavayochel, with his Torah to us. We're the only ones that have it. We are the Bonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlechas Koinim V'Goy Kodesh. This great exalted nation that we are. What gave us the ability? What schus do we have it? Because we made that statement, Nasa V'Nishma, that we recognize we have nothing. Everything is you. And the mail of it, everything is you. So we don't have to ask anything because we know that our life is you. Our entire life is you. Then for sure what you're going to give us is just going to give us a higher level of existence. That's number one. When we're going to go into this year, Chag HaShavuos, we know the Gemara says at the time that everybody agrees, Be'inin Lachem, you're supposed to eat food on Shavuos. We think, what do you mean? Shavuos is Chag Matan Torah Seinu. It's the time you see the Torah. Why eat food? Just spend the whole time learning and davening. That's if it wouldn't be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we would do. You, these foreign, man-made religions of spirituality means just detaching yourself from the real world, that's what we would do. But we're saying, no, we recognize, like I said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created us and gave us everything we have, our physical koyches, our emotions, our intelligence, and he made them so compatible. If they made them so compatible, so every part of our essence has to be rejoiced on this day that we got this Torah. Our goof has to rejoice. It's not enough just to be involved in the Torah. We're eating that food. The wonderful wives and daughters that we have are spending so much kairos now. Doing the shopping, it's not easy to do shopping, and doing all the cooking and everything else. Why? Because we all want a part, men, women, and children, part of this special event. When we're eating a cheesecake, it's not just something that tastes good. It's an expression of the excitement we have, how fortunate we are to have the Torah, how much we appreciate the Torah. It's so fitting for us. You should know that there have been studies about people all over the world that were not religious Jews, how they reacted in this period, that they had to be out of their normal setting. You can imagine, as much as we are out of their normal setting, people are doing all kind of other crazy things that they couldn't do. It was a tragedy. The amount of domestic violence went up drastically. People fighting within the family. Many people getting addicted to things. Whether it be substance or to the internet, misusing it. The little money they had wasting away just to keep themselves occupied instead of doing something productive. That's because in the Goyish world, every person is running his life. And if he feels he can't run his life, there's nothing left. He has to have it his way. He has to have what he wants. And when he can't get that, he doesn't manage. He's frustrated. He's broken. He has to get himself distracted. He has to take his substance. He has to take his gambling. He has whatever he has to do. Be the other way around. We took the situation. It was the Bechina of Nasav and Nishma. Hashem, you're taking everything away from us. What are we going to do now? We don't have our Bati Midrashas, we don't have Bati Knessias, we don't have Yeshivas, we don't have Beis Yaakovs, we don't have seminaries, we don't have Makolet. There was a period of time we couldn't go anywhere. We don't have a business. We don't have Parnosa. One of we could have said, Hashem, what's going on? Nobody said that. We all said, Hashem, we understand. You're doing this for us. You're doing this for us to reassess ourselves, to realize what's really important, what we really need. All these things we thought we can't live without, we can't live without. And Hashem did it in such a beautiful fashion. We say in the tefillah in the morning, we say, and Yisa, oh, v'rechoshech. One of the things that we thank Hashem is the way He made the sun rise. It doesn't suddenly go straight from darkness of the night to shining sun. It gradually happens. This is also part of the Chas de Hashem. Things happen gradually. We know within our community so many stories of weddings. The Chosin Kal were planning a nice fancy wedding in a beautiful hall, a few hundred people and a band and everything else. Going for their cosmetics and hairdos and everything else, the whole family. And then suddenly they hear, oh, we can't use the halls. Okay, we'll accept it. Then they hear that you can only have 50 people, then only 20 people. And then there's nobody even to put on all these fancy cosmetics and do the hairdos. They can get close to the world. They weren't willing to do it. It didn't happen in one shot. It happened gradually. But every stage it went, I saw the different couples I know, and bar mitzvah above him. You think of bar mitzvah, he's looking for his bar mitzvah, the big party, everyone getting together, and ending up doing it just with his own family. Resource. The only thing I was going out for this whole time was to do brises for people. Brises, I walk in there and say, where's the olam? We are the olam. Father and mother, that's it. Maybe a few little kids watching. But every single one of these events was done b'simcha. Nobody regretted. Nobody came with tainas. Ah, I can't have the hairdo I want. I can't have the makeup I want. I can't have the band I want. I can't have my friends dancing with me about mitzvah. I can't have my family together with... Nobody said that. Leila Seder was the same thing. Many of us went out with our families. I have an aunt, Kenan Hoa, she's in her 90s, Holocaust survivor. She told me before Leila Seder, she sighed and she said, it's the first time since the Holocaust that I'm not with my family. And and we were speaking with her about the Seder. Anyway, I spoke to her after Leila Seder. And I asked how the Seder go, and she said, you know, it was a very pleasant Seder. I can't say it's the Lachatchila what I would look for, but I was by myself. And Baruch Hashem, I had set up for myself a Seder plate, and I went through the entire Haggadah, took my time, and sang the songs. What a beautiful thing. Your grandparents are always with their families, just the husband and wife together. They also said the same things. All of them said the same thing. You know, it's not what we were looking for. But it was a special time, the two of us together. That's Klal Yisrael. That's what Hashem wants us to be. To come to a point to realize that we have everything we need. We're not lacking anything. All this thing we always think we're lacking. Oh, if I only have this, if I only have this money, if I only have this covenant, if only this, we can live the way we are. We can be happy with what we have. That is our Nasa v'Nishma, and Baruch Hashem was zeicher to go through it this year, and to say Hashem, yes, Nasa, we're going to do what you want, and we're going to appreciate it, and we're going to be able to sing all those mirrors and say, Ashrei Matar Chokeinu. And if you think of it, that's what it really is. Because everybody went through the same experience now. Everybody had things, the things that they were involved in, taken away from them. But the ones that were not like us, so they were nebuch, they were unfortunate, they were frustrated. They didn't know what to do with themselves. It was a horrible experience, and they didn't gain anything from it. They just lost from it. And have to pay extra money for the psychiatrist, psychologist, who knows what. By us, it's the exact opposite. We were able to show ourselves and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we trust you. Na'aseh v'nishma. We know you're doing what's good for us, and we're going to make the best of it. And by that, each one of us has grown in his own way. And like I'm saying over and over again now, it's so important for us to sit down. I know we're so busy with things. Take a few minutes to write down the feelings that we have, the insights we have, the things we want to be mechazik in ourselves, ideas how we can make a change. Even if it's a small change, but a change in our attitude. Build up our bitochen in Hashem to realize. Maybe 2 months ago, we had no idea what's happening. The world looked like it was falling apart. And we don't even know what's going to be with the world. The financial state of the world is still very complicated. And even the health, nobody knows what's going on. The doctors are shocked. Well, Baruch Hashem, it sounds great over here in Israel, but they have no explanation what's going on over here. We have one simple explanation. Hashem is running the show, and we don't have to understand. We have to know. Go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Know that we're in good hands in every situation. That's what we have shown Hashem. And that's our Hachon HaKabbalah HaTorah. Our Nasa V'Nishma for this year. And that's why we can really rejoice. Like I said, when we're eating, whether it be the fleishiks or the milchiks, whether it be the cheesecake or whatever else, the meat courses you're eating. While we're eating that, we're not just filling up our stomachs and making our stomachs happy. We're eating this as an act of appreciation. I realize that even the food I eat is the matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can enjoy it so much more so than a goy could enjoy his food, because I know this is a matana from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. It's so much more special. Not just something like a cow eats. A cow doesn't appreciate it. You give a cow a gourmet dinner, doesn't make a difference to them. But to us, yes, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made possible for us to have. Bifrat, like we're saying, we're not taking things for granted. It was so poshut that we're going to have to have all this food to eat now. You know, before Pesach, everyone was scrambling for eggs. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have eggs. We can make scrambled eggs as much as we could be so proud of ourselves. We're so happy that we have the right attitude towards life. And this attitude comes from the Torah Kedosh that Hashem gave to us. I always mention also, together with the Matan Torah, we have the Megillas Rus. Which Megillas Rus is also intrinsic part of the day. It's a message that's part of the Shavuos message. It says that the schar of goyim lechasodim, Rus is considered an example of a super goyim lechasodim. If it was goyim lechesed, if you think about Rus, there's an amazing thing in Rus. How did you get into Klal Yisrael? Elimelech and Nomi were one of the leaders in Eretz Yisrael, the wealthy people, prestigious people. And there was a famine, and there was too much for them. They couldn't handle all the pressures of the Tzibur, and they left to Moav. Historically, what was the nature of Moav? Moav, it says you're not allowed to marry a man from Moav. B'dvar shelo kidmu eschem b'lechem of mayim. It was the epitome of selfish people. You have a nation coming by. They're asking you for the basics. They're not asking you, give me luxuries. Just give me some lechem and mayim. No, we're not interested in you. Stay away from us. Leave us alone. Oyev. It started from Lot already, that the Menois Lot was also a selfish act. Ruth came from that stock. She was a princess from Moab. For the nation, which was the epitome of selfishness. And that's part of the Taina, that Elimelech and Naomi, they left Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Klal Yisrael, Chasodim, Goyim lechasodim, and they goyim lechasodim. And they went to boy of the exact opposite extreme. Could be maybe they want to feel themselves. Who knows? We can't make cheshbonis. You know, within that environment, they were most probably the biggest tzaddik in town. Our koponim, Ruth came from that background. And she married into this family, the Jewish family, which already shows that she had values. Because she, it seems that she wanted to have kesher to the Jewish ideals. She knew that the Jews are not that Moav type of person. Not that loy kidmu eskem alechem mayim. The other rabbi, Zerav Avram Avinu, that when he had the bris milah, he couldn't just hold himself back from running after those Arabs, the malachim that looked like Arabs in the heat of the day, not only to give them lechem, to give them basa and everything. The shoynis b'chaldom, the most fanciest food. Then when the tragedy happened, she married into this family, this wonderful family, and the husbands died. They're left with a poor almana, and she's telling them, there's nothing left for you. I'm not going to have another child for you. Why stay with me? Go back home. And now Ruth showed herself. She said, no, I can't leave you. I'm going to stay with you under all conditions. She was a princess. She'd go like Oprah, turn her face back. Okay, I care about you, but you know, I got to take care of myself also. Ruth was totally selfless. She gave herself over completely to Naomi, and she accompanied her back into Eretz Yisrael, and then she went back and she went to gather the food. And we see even the way that she gathered the food. She just took what she needed. Boaz tells her, you can take whatever you want. And she said, she didn't say, but she did. Leave for the other Aniyim. What do you mean? Why leave for the other Aniyim? The other Aniyim have family, they have somebody. We're all by ourselves. We have nobody. Two Amonis over here. No one wants to look at us. They looked at Ruth as being not really love of Bekal, a major part of Klal Yisrael. So she can't even marry into the Jewish nation. What's this Nomi coming back with this Giyoris who we can't even accept into the Klal Yisrael? She had her picture clear. Everything I have and the life I have is not mine. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokai Echelukoi, I recognize what the Elokaiich HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name only in Klal Yisrael. Your God. He's not anybody's God other than Klal Yisrael's God. He has a special personal intimate relation with Klal Yisrael. And that's what she realized. I want that relationship. And I know that Hashem is the one who created the world. And Hashem gives us everything I have. And if He's giving me everything I have, then kanirei I have what I need. And if what I need right now is a few pieces of barley, then that's enough. I don't have to chap and hoard and everything else. What's going to be tomorrow? I can take what I need for today. Because I'm Hashem's Lord. That was the message of Ruth. She was able to be such amazing goymeles chasodim because she had that feeling that I'm in Hashem's hand and I have what I need. That is the source, that is the starting point of being goymeles chasodim. But a person lives his life and feels, I'm lacking this, I'm lacking another thing. He can never be a real goymeles chasodim. Yeah, he could give some stalker and he could help people. But the mind frame of feeling that I'm here to do good for others. I can do so much good for others. It can only start when I feel that I have what I need. Because otherwise I'm constantly preoccupied and take care of myself. And this is an amazing message which Ruth showed us. She showed us that you can have nothing. She's not mona. She's not accepted by anybody. And still have that feeling that as long as I have a Kodesh Boruch Hu, I have everything. Because a Kodesh Boruch Hu is taking care of me. Nasa v'nishma. I can rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Externally, it looks like I have nothing, but I have everything. If I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's all I need. I'm going to do what you say, and I have everything I need. How it's going to look externally doesn't interest me, because I know I have everything I need. I feel good with it. And in Mela, my heart is open. My heart is open for her mother-in-law, the Almona. Her heart is open for the other Aniyim. Her heart is open even to get married to Boaz, who was an old man at the time. However it was done, and what was she zeichah to? She was zeichah to be the grandmother of David HaMelech, the head of the family, that the kings of Klal Yisrael, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. And that's the point. To be a king starts from this. A Jewish king is not somebody that's selfish, like a Goyish king that's just taking the money of the whole nation to make himself wealthy and have a fancy palace. The Jewish king is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king who takes care of everybody else, so too the Jewish king. He has a Sefer Torah to get with him, and that guides him to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way. But how could one be a king? In order to be a king, the starting point is to realize I have everything. And if I have everything, then I can have my heart and my mind and my feelings open for all the Klal Yisrael. That's what Rus had. And therefore she was deserving to be the starting point of the Malchus and Klal Yisrael, because she had that mind frame of a Melech. The mind frame that starts from being content with what I have, knowing that I'm in Hashem's hand, and with that, I have all the room and the emotional ability to keep my eyes open for those around me. Amazing thing, like we pointed out, is she was from Moab. She came from a family that was exact opposite. The nation that represented the utmost of selfishness, of not caring for the other person, letting them die of starvation. Why? Because I want to care for myself, protect myself. Who knows what they're going to do to me? That's Moab. So she taught us another thing, Ruth. One cannot say, yeah, I came from such a family, and I came from this, and I have this background and the other background, and I have 100 other things. There are no excuses, because we have the ability to change. And that's what she showed us. I came from the worst possible background, and I turned myself into the best possible person. Why? Because I had that clarity. Elikayach elikoi. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this such a beautiful world, gave me my beautiful body, and gave me the ability to have that kesher with Him. That's what we got in Matan Torah. Hashem came down, Min HaShemayim, and actually spoke to us. Gavi Yochel, He interacted with us. Direct communication shows that we're connected to Him. He gave us that special Nishmas Yisrael and Torah Yisrael. We have that Elikoi, my God, my personal relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have everything. And if we have that clear, then it doesn't make a difference how we started off. How selfish we were in the past. We can now start. If that is clear, then the reason for being selfish doesn't exist anymore. Because the reason for being selfish is, I'm lacking, I need, I have to take care of myself. But if I got it clear that I have what I need, I have a Kodesh Baruch, I don't need anything more, there's no reason to be selfish. I can make that switch. And that's how she was zeichah to be the Ima Shel Malchus. Like I said, each one of us went through this process, now also to a certain degree. Baruch Hashem, we don't come from that situation. We don't have to be misguided. We're all fine Jewish families. And we're going lichasodim, we're all good people. But Hashem now has given us this opportunity to take it another step. To recognize more deeply that shoyish, the roots of any level of selfishness, the root of any lack of caring for the other person stems from the fact that I think I'm lacking something. And we were able to show ourselves, and Hashem showed us, you're not lacking anything. Adarabba, you managed with so much less. Now that we have more, Adarabba, Kal v'chomer, that we have what we need. And we were able to go through that situation of realizing that I had so much less, but I can make do with what I had. I can be happy with what I had. I can be samech v'chelki even with less. Kal v'chomer that I have more now. Now we have to drive that message into ourselves. At Baruch Hashem, little by little, we're getting more and more back. But we don't want to fall back into that feeling that, okay, I'm taking things for granted and maybe a little bit more. No! Adarabba, I had so much less before and I have so much more now. I have so much more to be thankful to Hashem for. I can make myself happy with what I have. And when I have that, and Adarabba, my lev is pasuach within my family, to pay attention to all those around me. Be more sensitive. It says, Toiv malbin shinayim lechaveil mechalei ucholov. The person smiles at somebody else, it's better than giving him milk to drink. What does this smile come from? The smile comes from the fact that I see a person, and with my smile I show, I'm happy to see him. He's valuable to me. If I give him milk, doesn't mean anything. It can mean that he's a nebuch, and he needs milk, I'm going to give him milk. A smile shows I value that person. I'm happy to see him. Hello. Oh boy. What was the last thing I said? I'll just summon. They could hear me now? Okay, so call back. Yeah, I'm finishing it up anyways. Another 2 minutes. Okay. Okay. What gives me the ability to smile at the other person, to go out of my way to try to make him feel that I appreciate him? The starting point is the fact that I feel that I have everything that I need, and therefore my heart is open for others. And that is the point of Rus, and that is the point of Kabbalah Satoya. When we realize Elokai Elokoi, Elokoi, Hashem is my God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me everything, and takes care of me in a personal level. Elokai, my God, personally interacting with me and making sure that I have what I need, then automatically I feel so good about myself. So fortunate to have this relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So fortunate to have the Torah. And the Mela, I'm able to be that type of person that emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all my behavior in that exalted fashion. So it goes in both directions. The starting point really is that in itself. If I recognize that I have what I need, then I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm going to open to Him. And when I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it strengthens that feeling that I really do have what I need. And that's what we in Yetz Hashem will be rejoicing about in a special fashion this year, more so than before. Because we've gone through this period of realizing that I can manage on so much less, and Baruch Hashem, now we have so much more. I'm so Samech Pechelki. And I'm Samech Pechelki. Not only that I have more, but then when I had less then, I was able to go through it in such a beautiful fashion because I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I was able to realize this is L'toi Vossi. Yitz Hashem, we're going to have our Suda, we're going to have our Tefillahs, we're going to have a Limud HaTorah and Shavuos. Every part is going to be Mashlim. This picture, when I daven, I'm going to say, I'm so thankful to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows us Shabbat Shalom. We call it Amen. When I learn Torah, I'm going to say, it would be throughout the night or during the day. And the wives encouraging, express how important the Torah is to me. And I'm excited about my ability to learn Torah. I'm willing to do more than I normally would do it. B'toch Simcha. And the Sudas and the cheesecakes and the fleishiks and everything else together. It's an expression that our entire body is excited about this. Because when we eat food, it's not stop eating. It's a way of driving deeper to myself. Look at all these chasodim Hashem has for me. All this delicious food Hashem has set up for me to enjoy. Yitz Hashem with this will be zeicha to Zman Matat Torah Yisrael, which is a Zman of a new nesinas haTorah, a new level of kesher to the Torah, a new kesher to the bracha that comes from the Torah. Yitz Hashem, this will be a special year. And it will help us preserve those special feelings that we developed over this period and take it on for the rest of our life to a life of more shleimus and more bracha till we see the machas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed not just to us but to the entire world. B'bias HaMashiach B'mehar V'yameinu.